Rascals, Tobin and Leroy here with you. Leroy, can I get a weather update from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm?
Sure can.
YourAxeAttorneys.com, free consultation 24-7. Call them at 866-954-MORE.
It is mostly cloudy and quite breezy.
Ah.
I can't tell which way the winds are blowing because it's so cloudy. I can't see any movement. But the trees are doing the lean back. That being said, it's been a bit less humid and a bit cooler, so I'm going to say it's right around 80 degrees right now. But I wouldn't be surprised if you got a stray shower because it does look pretty cloudy.
I do, Froggy.
80 degrees exactly. Winds at surprisingly 19 miles per hour out of the northeast.
Yeah.
Breezy.
Yes, indeed. And there is a chance for a few showers this afternoon.
Yeah, it does look it for sure. Mike McDaniel, he has told reporters Devon Achane has practiced fully the past 2 days, not yet cleared concussion protocol, because it's based on a final stand from the medical expert after practice today. But the team is optimistic he will play on Sunday. So that is good news. The Dolphins will have him, Mostert, and of course, I'm sure keep putting Jalen Wright out there a little bit too. So More things coming together for the Dolphins on that side of the football. At least the defense is more banged up because of Ogba dealing with something. Holland is out there going to be playing with a
Billy Club.
Yeah, so we'll see. Leroy, what do you got for this? Any picks that are standing out to you this weekend play class picks with you?
I got one locked and loaded. Ooh-wee. And I did something I don't normally do, but the guy's been a bum. So
whoa.
I'm right. I ride trends, baby. I ride trends.
Fair.
You know what? Listen, and if you've gotten me a couple of times, you best believe you are off Leroy's list of guys I'm going to. So I got, this is NFL, and I got a college one too.
Okay.
Jaden Daniels, more than 242.5.
Ooh.
They play against Carolina. Oof. See where I'm going there? Now, here's the problem. Sometimes he runs for a lot of yards, and it takes away from it. So this is one of them that I'm kind of a little nervous because he doesn't necessarily – he's not just a passer. So feels he like could have 350 total yards but only have, like, 225 passing.
I'm sure the Panthers fans love having their number one pick overall benched, and they're seeing what Jaden Daniels is doing just a year later. I'm sure that feels great for them.
Then I have, and you'll notice a trend here, Sam Darnold, more than 258.5, playing against Detroit. Now, Detroit, they're always playing high-scoring games, right? They always play high-scoring games, so.
No, I mean, not last week because of old Jerry.
I mean, yeah, but Minnesota's undefeated, too.
They did just lose Aiden Hutchinson, so you don't know how they're going to.
Right, so it might be just shootout, right? So that's what I'm guessing.
What's his number? 250?
258.5. Now, you're going to see my trend here. Trevor Lawrence.
Oh, don't do that.
More or less 234.5. Less.
Oof.
They are playing New England.
Yeah.
I mean, every game Lou Inga plays is a street fight.
Drake May did look better. I mean, imagine they walk in there, they're going to beat
Trevor
Lawrence.
Yeah, but that's on the other side. That's on the other side.
No, I understand. It is in London, too.
Defensively, they've been decent. Now, here's where it gets tricky. Because at 1 o'clock on Sunday, I have Josh Allen for more than 213.5. I figure new toys, right?
New toys, Tennessee.
I'm trying to figure out what the number is. Why is the number so low for Josh Allen?
I mean, he has not been putting up big numbers.
I know.
And he's also a guy who runs.
Right.
So
here's one. I see these numbers, and I'm disgusted.
Wow.
That numbers could be this low.
What do you think Josh Allen's high this year is on throwing?
250? 260?
263 against the Jags. But his other ones, 215 last week, 131, 180 the week before that. Jacksonville, 139 against the Dolphins, 232.
Can I throw something in there?
There's no interceptions on there?
Can I throw something in there?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. New toy.
Mm-hmm. Crisp route runner.
Which is the same reason why Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, man.
More than 229.5. You know they slinging it. You know they slinging it.
Pittsburgh, dude. Pittsburgh's defense is nasty.
Yeah, hopefully they play catch up. Well, see, here's the problem. I think that game may be a tickle fight. You know why? Because if the Steelers switch quarterbacks, you ain't going to switch back during this game. So it might be a struggle.
Crazy. Yeah, Pittsburgh. Should be an interesting one. We will go over the whole slate and tickle Leroy's fancy next.